our carol that will go with this text is "Lo, how a rose are blooming." And both the text in Isaiah 11 and the song that we're about to sing draw us into the Christmas story, but it helps us to realize that this story is a story that began long before Bethlehem on Christmas night. That the story of Christmas is a story of a seed that was planted right in the middle of a broken world, the moment the world was broken. And I think that's a good to think of the story of the Bible, actually. It's about a God who plants a seed of hope, a seed of promise to Adam and Eve in the garden, a seed of promise to Abram, and then a seed of promise to Israel. Through Israel, in the Old Testament, the seed of promise grows and grows through momentous events like the Exodus and tragic events like the exile. And then there's this promise that God gives to David, who is the son of Jesse. And it's the promise of a king, that there will be a king, that God's chosen king will reign forever. And David is like this stem that has sprung out of Jesse's family tree. He is that chosen king, and it will be one of his descendants who sits on the throne eternally. Just as David was God's chosen king, so the people of God waited for a time when God would send the Messiah, the chosen king who would reign forever and fulfill his promise. And when the night was half spent, when the darkness was the greatest, when people were wondering if God would ever make good on his promise, that is when the story finally brings us to Bethlehem and into the stable where Jesus, the descendant of David and Jesse, the root or the stem from Jesse's rod, the promise has grown and grown, and now the promise blooms in the birth of Jesus. And so that's what we sing, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming." So let's stand and sing together. And now we continue to glorify God and worship him by giving through our giving, our tithes and our offerings. And we're going to sing, this is a song that I never really liked, before last year, and I kind of fell in love with it last year. We Three Kings is going to be our offering carol, and we're just going to sing verses 1 and 5. We Three Kings reminds us that when we come to God, we do not come empty-handed. We make offerings of gratitude that honor who God is and what he's done for us. And We Three Kings talks about Jesus, who is our King, our God, and our sacrifice. And so when we give our offerings, the question that we must ask ourselves is, are we offering to God our best? Are we giving in a manner that is worthy of Jesus, who is our God and our King and our sacrifice? So as the ushers come forward, let's sing our offering carol together, number 143. Who is this King of Glory? Are the words of the psalm we just read. What child is this? Is the question of the hymn that we're about to sing. To approach the manger is to enter into this mystery. What child is this? Who could have known, even the shepherds and the angels, when they approached the manger, what exactly this child's life had in store? This is the mystery. And not only who is this child in the manger, but who is God himself? God is a mystery. No matter how often we think we have him all figured out, we are introduced to new depths of his character, new dimensions of his love and grace and justice and power. All of these are opened up to us, and sometimes we are left reeling, saying, who is this God? And this is the disorientation and perplexity that we see as people encounter Jesus throughout the Gospels. As Jesus calms a storm with his words, people say, who is this, that even the wind and the waves obey him? And when Jesus does things that only God is supposed to do, people say, who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? When Jesus heals a paralyzed man, people say, who is this man who told you to pick up your mat and walk? And as the crowds of Jerusalem stir upon Jesus' entry in his final week, the crowds ask, who is this that is causing all the commotion? Jesus himself poses us with this question. Who do you say that I am? Who is this man? It's hard to fathom that this man, Jesus, is the same man of Psalm 24. It says that the gates of palaces and the ancient doors would be opened for the King of Glory to come in. And yet when Jesus comes in, he enters as a baby in a manger. The life of discipleship is a life of exploring this question. Who is this God? Who is this King of Glory? Who is this Jesus? And so as many of us make New Year's resolutions, what are we going to do in 2013? And there are lots of worthy resolutions. But the yearly, annual resolution of a disciple is to let this question be the center of our lives. Who is this man? What child is this? Who is this King of Glory? And so we enter into God's word and into his community. We enter into ministry among the poor and the grieving, and it's there in all of those places that we explore and find answers to the question. So let's sing together, What Child Is This? In reflecting on Jesus' life and exploring the mystery of Christmas and the cross and the resurrection, the early Christians were given insight into that question, What child is this? Who is this man who had walked among them? And they discovered as they examined his life and as the Holy Spirit moved among his people that this child, the one who went to the cross and the one who was raised again, was the one who reconciles God and sinful people. This child was the everlasting God who was born from a virgin's womb, who was fully God and fully man. He was a God whose glory was so bright that no one could look upon him and live. Jesus was the one who wore the veil of human flesh so that we could see God's love with our eyes. This was a God humble enough to lay aside his glory, humble himself on a cross, and be born so that man no more may die. This was a God who would overcome death to raise the sons of earth, creatures of mere dust, who could now be born through Christ into eternal life. This is the one to whom we give glory, the King of all creation, born as a man to be with us, to die for us, and to raise us into new life in the new creation by God's powerful love. So as we sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, I believe this carol, maybe beyond any other, gives us this great insight into who Jesus was. So let's stand and sing together.